Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see the accusation of the church. There's approval, there's the accusation of the church. But notice verse number 21. I gave her space to repent of her fornications, and she repented not. Isn't it wonderful we have a God who's long-suffering? Gave her time to repent, but yet she repented not. Verse number 22, behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. So not only did he give that woman Jezebel time to repent, also gave those other church people time to repent, get right with God. Okay, there's so much could be said here. Matter of fact, I don't want to get off subject here. Remember 1 Corinthians, he talks about the Lord's Supper and how the Apostle Paul told the church that many of them, when they observe the Lord's Supper, that many of them are not with us, they are sleeping. Many are sick and many sleep. What does that mean? That did not mean that they were on a sleep number bed at home or tempers off, you know, sitting at home at bed. No, they were dead because of God's judgment on those saved people. Because of the way they mishandled the Lord's Supper and all, God judged that church at Corinth. By many were sick and many died. Well, God judged that church, and he was telling them here at Thyatira, I'm going to judge you lest you repent. Well, he gave them a space to repent, and many of them didn't. Verse number 23, and I'll kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts. So all the churches, remember, these are being passed around. This wasn't just for Thyatira. All the churches are going to know what's taking place when people start dying. All the churches will know that I'm the one that judges. He says, I search the reins and the hearts. It's interesting, the words reins literally means kidneys. Okay, the kidneys. And actually, that is where your thoughts and mind is. And people would think that's in your inner thoughts. And now, how would we give out the Valentine cards? And we say, I love you with all my heart. One of you ought to give your husband ought to give your wife a card that says, I love you with all my kidneys. That's what that word reins mean. It literally, kidneys, the word where your thoughts and your mind are. And then your hearts is the heart. The emotion. He says, I know what you're thinking. I know where your heart is. And I will give you unto you everyone according to your works. That accountability, okay? By the way, the same thing's going to happen in the judgment seat of Christ. Same thing, according to our works. Some will get great rewards and some will be saved yet so as by fire. Are you following? And also at the great white throne judgment. The Bible talks about that, judge according to their works. Do you know it's going to be a lot hotter in the lake of fire for unbelievers who've been sitting in a Baptist church, rejecting the gospel of Jesus Christ? They heard the preaching over and over and over, and they've rejected Jesus. It's going to be a lot hotter for them in the lake of fire than it will be somebody in India or Africa or wherever that's never heard the gospel and they die without Christ. Are you following? Still going to be in the lake of fire, but in God's honor, he's going to turn up the temperature on those unbelievers who rejected Christ. Are you following? Well, it's according to your works. And then verse number 24, we see the admonition. There's the approval, the accusation, then the admonition. He wants to encourage those faithful ones. But unto you and unto the rest of Thyatira, and as many have not known this doctrine, not this doctrine of which not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I'll put upon you none other burden. You're having a tough time in that church. Obviously, this false doctrine and this Jezebel, what she's brought into the church, and those people who were faithful, man, they're struggling. I can't even imagine. Those ones who didn't follow that can you imagine something like that happened in our church? And just can't even imagine. And the people who know about this Bible, and somehow I go crazy and y'all don't kick me out of this pulpit. And I hope if this ever happens to me, I got some men who know enough. Preacher, we love you, but you've lost your mind. You know, we're going to get somebody else in here. Are you following? Well, they didn't do that. And can you imagine the heartache that must have been in those church members who knew the truth? And yet the pastor and all let this go in. Well, I'll put on you none other burden. You've had enough. But that ye have already, that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. It's interesting now, this is the first time Jesus mentioned about his coming to these people. We're going to find out later, these other letters he mentions about coming and all, but he's talking about that imminent mentality. He said, hold on, I'm on my way. Again, this is another subject, and I want to, as we get deeper in the book of Revelation, I believe that Jesus could come at any moment. If he could not come at any moment, he would not have told these people here, hold fast till I come. He would have said, hold fast because Antichrist has to come and all these other things. And I won't get into, we'll get into that a little bit later. I can't imagine anybody that, as a believer who looks at God's word without any kind of extra commentary that other people say, and come away with any other thought than that Jesus Christ could come today. It's throughout Scripture. I'm not talking about Rosenthal and all these people who pervert Scripture. And again, that's a whole other story. People have fallen for that. We're going through the tribulation because this. The Bible's so clear. There's no doubt that we as God's people are not going through the tribulation. Amen and amen. Amen. He said, hold fast till I come. The last chapter of Revelation 22, he said, surely I come quickly. I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. He did not say, wait for the Antichrist. We're never taught to look for the Antichrist. We're taught over and over and over to look for the Christ, Jesus Christ. He could come at any moment. He said, look, hold fast till I come. Verse number 26, I'm going to close with this. I'm running out of time. And he that overcometh and keepeth my words until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he, who, those who stay true, and he mentioned that keeps my works unto the end, those people will rule with a rod of iron, and the vessels of potter shall be broken to shivers, even as I received my Father. Now, I got 2 minutes, and I'm going to say something. I'm going to drop a bombshell. I know this is live, and this is going out on radio. But this is not, very few people would say this, okay? But Scripture is so clear that you go to heaven by the grace of God. It's a gift, not of works. However, being in the bride and the millennial where you're ruling and reigning, that's not a gift. That's earned. Bridal relationship is a reward. Salvation is a gift. Are you following? People, you hear that, and like, oh, we're all going to rule and reign with him. You don't get that in the Bible. You got that out of the Bible. Over and over and over again, it talks about, so if you're ashamed of me, I won't be ashamed of you. There's so many, I could go over, and this isn't a study on the bridal relationship. But listen, every saved, just because you're saved does not mean you're going to be in the bride of Christ. Now, that's not popular. That's not taught. And Doug said amen. I bet me and Doug and just a few, probably 98% of preachers out there would tell you that everybody will be in the bride of Christ. And that's not in Scripture. And here it is. Jesus says, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. How many people have been saved and yet they're not, they've fallen out? I didn't say they lost their salvation. They're going to heaven. But they did not stay faithful to the end. We're about done. Come on in, bud. Okay? He's talking about bridal identity. And we'll get into this a little bit later. But he shall rule them with a rod of iron. We're going to rule and reign with Jesus. I say we, whoever he finds faithful. And that's the purpose of the judgment seat of Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us for special homecoming services this Sunday, November 7th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're celebrating 58 years, and we'll have special singing by the Old Time Preachers Quartet. Come join us for a wonderful time of worship. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.